I'm hard to tell on the railroad, it's mostly hauling trucks.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, I wanted to ask you about, say, if it's, you know, the weather's real dark and rainy, but all of a sudden the clouds start to pull off and the sun starts shining through?
Yeah, well, the weather looks like it's breaking off. It's going to clear up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if, you know, like we had a couple of days ago, you had just a lot of rain in a short period of time. You say you're having a regular
flood, just coming in.
Right. You ever heard people call that a stump mover or...
Yeah, trash mover.
Right.
Toad strangler.
Right. Just a whole lot of rain.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be something like a cloud burst or downpour, that kind
of
thing.
A lot of them call it toad stranglers, some of them trash movers.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a storm like that where you have a lot of thunder and lightning popping around?
Call it electrical storm. With a lot of thunder and lightning.
Is it possible to have a storm around here when you have a lot of lightning but you don't have any rain?
Well, sometimes it will. It'll lighten, thunder and lightning around, and maybe it won't rain at all. Just looks like it'll just vanish, you know, the cloud.
Would that be an electrical storm, too?
Yeah, it's called an electrical storm for the heat of lightning, thunder.
I see. What about a rain that will hardly get you wet? You know, you can go out in it and just...
Well, just a sprinkle. We just had a sprinkle. Maybe enough to wet your shirt.
Right. That'd be about it. Do y'all ever have any bad winds around here?
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's rough sometimes.
Have you ever done any damage?
Well, yeah, there have been houses blown away around in this country. In times, hardly ever that happens to this part of the country.
Do y'all ever have any tornadoes or anything like that?
Well, some passes through at times. You see where they go through the woods or something, or they blow down a strip of timber. Just tear it all down for a space where they hit down, you know.
Yes, sir.
Just blow the timber down.
Those things are funny the way they'll just sit down.
And then pick up. Yeah, there's very often some of that out around when you get out staring around, but it don't hit houses as much as looks like it would. Sometimes it do. If it hits one, well, it gets it.
That pretty well takes care of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, say, early in the morning when you got a lot of fog in the low places in the road, what kind of day would you call that? It sure is a...
dark, dreary looking day. The old man that called me on the phone. His pasture's right over there.
Yes, sir.
We're at the load up.
Or if you got a lot of fog, you say it sure is
foggy. Sure is foggy this morning. Dark. Hard to see out of dry. Well, when the timber was here, this big original pine timber was here, we didn't have fog like that. It caught up in the tops of them. It seemed like it didn't get out on the ground like it do now since the timber's all been cut.
Right.
It's opened up.
That makes sense. What was it last summer that so many people went without rain for a long time?
And it did in places this summer, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, down in George County, Mississippi. Back in June, and it was so dry, the man out there plowing on his tractor just looked like a smoke.